welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk. And we like to do the news every night around 9 o'clock with Gina Grad. So let's get right to it. The news with Gina, everybody.
Now, from the 97.1 newsroom. Here's Gina Grad with the news.
All right, Gina, what's going on with that news?
Well, leading the news tonight, Los Angeles post offices are considering cutting mail service back from 6 days a week to 5 days a week. I know you've been talking about this for a while. It might be happening. And though they claim that these cutbacks are necessary due to the decreasing flow of mail these days, many people are very upset about this. In this clip, one woman states that losing one day to check her mailbox would be very, very hard for her.
All right. Here we go.
What if you didn't get mail, say, on Saturday?
I'd be upset. Very upset.
Oh, it gets better.
I count on Mittman to be there 6 days a week.
She's already getting used to it. She just didn't realize it.
What? How little do you have going on in your life where not only you'll be upset, but you'll be very upset?
Yeah, very,
I'd be
very
upset. Very upset.
Very upset.
Yeah.
How upset? I mean, radical depression, bedridden depression. What is the level of depression or the upsetness that's going to go on?
Yeah, darling? That would come out of you waiting a day for your penny saver.
The mail. If they delivered it twice a week, that's fine.
I wouldn't notice.
Yeah, God almighty.
Andy and I were talking about, we only check our mailboxes once a week, so we don't care what day it is.
Right. And give these guys a break. You know, they're running their asses around. Delivering mail 5 days a week, 6 days a week, give me a break.
Yeah.
So what, you don't get mail on Saturday and Sunday? Who cares?
Who cares?
I mean, it's all crap anyway.
Yeah.
It's either bills or it's flyers.
Yes.
That's all you get.
I could wait another day and avoid that.
Because the days of you getting a check in the mail are over.
Mm-hmm.
Most people have direct deposit.
Yes.
I don't know anybody at the station that still gets a check.
I don't either.
And that's not true. I know one guy who's real paranoid. The banks don't work, and he gets a check.
But other than that, they
literally from upstairs on the 15th and the 1st of every month, they walk one check down here. And they give it to the one guy here who still, signs it and takes it to the bank.
Then he goes back to his bunker, calls his buddies over at the Michigan militia, starts conspiratory talk. I use my mailbox actually almost every day. Do you know what I use it for?
No.
It's the closest thing I have in my life to a file cabinet. So I'll open stuff and be like, oh, this is important. I got to save this. And I open it all scratched up and I put it back in the mailbox.
Back in the mailbox.
Yeah. So I don't lose it.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
All right. What else going on in the news there, Gina?
Well, Toyota Canada has issued a recall today for 58,400 of its Yaris subcompact cars due to a potential seatbelt defect. The recall is part of an international effort involving 1.3 million of the small cars from the 2006 and 2007 model years, which were manufactured in Japan. In cases of severe front-end collision, some of the car's sound insulating foam was found to ignite due to a chemical released by seatbelt pretensioners.
Mm.
Spokeswoman for Toyota Canada said the auto giant will send letters to Yaris owners in early March informing them of the defect.
And you got to do it.
Well, I don't know. Do you have to?
If you don't, you
can't sue anybody.
I think if it's leased, you have to take it back.
Oh.
I think if it's yours, you can do what you want with it.
Right.
Because there was a recall on a car that I have, and I ignored it. Then they sent me a letter. They're saying your lease is going to be your warranty is going to lapse unless you get it fixed.
Oh.
And I said, well, what's the problem? I mean, is the engine catch on fire? Is the brakes fail? And they said, no, there's a little spring in the door that holds the handle, the interior handle, flush to the door, and that needs to be replaced.
Oh.
I said, well, send me the spring. I'll do it. I'm not going to give you that car all day so you can replace that stupid little spring.
But you did, didn't you?
Nah, I didn't. I haven't done it yet. No. I gotta do it. All right, what else going on in the news there, Gina?
Well, NBC News reported this week that Guns N' Roses guitarist Slash was among roughly 100 people who rallied outside City Hall on Monday in support of the L.A. Zoo's elephant exhibit project, which was temporarily halted due to concerns about animal welfare. I don't know if you knew about this. I know you're a big zoo supporter.
Yeah, I'm a member of the L.A. Zoo, and they sent me a couple of emails. It's called GLAZA. I think it's Greater L.A. Zoo Association.
Yes, Tim.
And they said, would you be willing to come down. They asked me, they said, dear, you know, Timothy Conway, anytime they use my legal name, I know I'm, you know,
trouble.
So you're, I'm out. But they said, would you please come down to City Hall and support us for this elephant?
Yeah.
And I said, no.
No?
No. Honestly, God.
His name is Billy.
I know. And he's the last one there. Yeah. And he's looks lonely, but he's an elephant. And well, I don't have time to do that.
Well, here's the deal. And I know you're a big supporter of the zoo.
I love elephants.
Yeah. Well, not only has former Price is Right host Bob Barker pledged money to move the elephant to a sanctuary in Northern California, but so have many other animal activists. But the Los Angeles City Council voted 13-2 to temporarily stop work on the $42 million elephant exhibit, which is designed to house up to 5 Asian elephants and 3 of their offspring. And it's about 3.5 acres. So it's apparently beautiful.
Right.
Absolutely state of the art.
Well, I hope they start working on it because right now it's a dump.
Yeah.
They've started working on this elephant exhibit over there. They've stopped working on it. And now it's just an asshole.
Well, yeah, because they're halting construction.
Yeah, so what are they going to do? They're going to finish it?
Well, they're trying. They're trying their best. In our first clip, former Guns N' Roses guitarist Slash says a few words in favor of the elephant exhibit.
The whole world is collapsing.
Yeah.
You've got global warming. You've got you know, the recession going on.
Yeah.
Nobody has bought in a car in 20 years. How everyone's getting kicked out of their house. Everyone's in credit card debt. People owe money to the IRS. Disease is going around. The whole world is coming to an end.
Yeah.
And people have time to run down to Los Angeles City Council and weigh in about an elephant?
Well, you know what? They really care about this elephant.
Jesus Christ, man.
God bless them.
Jesus Christ.
You know, you go to the Pittsburgh Zoo and try to rally people in Pittsburgh to go down to City Hall and sit there and rally for an elephant. And they won't because, you know what, they got jobs.
But you know what,
nobody out here is working.
It's not the ralliers that went to City Hall this time that are the cuckoos. It's the people that are halting, that put all of their effort and all of their energy into halting this exhibit. They're the ones,
man,
that are nuts.
All right, here's the elephant craze downtown.
Right here? All right. Yeah, I want to support the completion of this project. I think it's really important for Billy, and I think it's a great...
And they talk about him like he's talking about, you know, the President Carter's brother.
Yeah.
They're talking about it like he's a human being. It's an elephant.
You love elephants.
I love elephants. But you don't talk about them like they're human beings. I mean, he's mentioning
just
them like...
Just because they gave him a name.
I know, but he's mentioning them by his name.
Colin
Why don't
Bubbles.
You just say, yeah, it's the elephant, not Billy.
Pachyderm.
Right here? All right. Yeah, I want to support the completion of this project. I think it's really important for Billy, and I think it's a great undertaking. The fact that it's 30% done and it's not being done is almost criminal. I think the argument is mute. I think he's got a great home here. He's been here for 20 years. It doesn't make any sense. He's got a family. Anyway, that's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Scott.
He's got a family. And then what do they do? They cheer him at the end?
Oh, big rally. Lots of cheering.
Wait a minute. Let me unedit this clip here. Hold on one second. All right. Let's play the rest of it. Here we go.
Anyway, that's it. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
That kind of energy for an elephant?
They were excited. They got Slash to get involved. It's a big deal.
Keep that elephant there.
Yeah, well, in the second clip, senior zookeeper Joshua Sisk passionately warns the crowd of the dangers of listening to animal extremists.
All right, here we go.
And you know what? The goals and agendas of this group...
Now, I don't know what side this guy is on, but by the tone of his voice, man, he is a let's take all the animals back to Africa guy.
What?
Isn't he?
What do you mean?
He's
Josh?
One of those guys. This guy, I don't know who he is.
The zookeeper.
Oh, he's a zookeeper?
He's a senior zookeeper.
All right,
yes.
Did I take that back?
Okay.
All right, but he sounded like one of those guys that, you know, zoos are crazy, take them all back to
Africa. He really cares about these animals.
And you know what? The goals and agendas of this group of people reach so much further than just this elephant exhibit. We are dealing with extremists here who are trying to close zoos completely, and they're using untrue and outdated information based solely on their emotions and personal feelings. And that is why we are here today. I am here today as a keeper of the 21st century, and I can say without a doubt that
this guy sounds crazy too.
No, no, no.
I'm the keeper of the 21st century.
I know how it sounds on first pass,
but he sounds like he's a fake superhero. He's the superhero. What's going on with this dude?
What I think he meant was he's a zookeeper of the 21st century.
Listen to it again.
I am here today as a keeper of the 21st century, and I can say without a doubt that I am as proud as can be of the zoo that I work for.
Right.
And that's right.
Evidently, he hasn't had the food there.
Oh.
And there is not a doubt in my mind that our animals receive top quality care, and I know for a fact not a single one of us would work there if we thought otherwise.
All right. I happen to believe that. Yeah. I think anybody who works, these lunatics who are trying to close down the zoo are crazy. Anybody who works at a zoo works there because they love animals.
Absolutely, 100%.
And they will do everything they can to protect those animals. And if people think otherwise, they're crazy. If you think otherwise, you haven't been to a zoo lately. I went to the Wild Animal Park in San Diego, the Santa Barbara Zoo and the LA Zoo all in the last year, as well as the Portland Zoo up in Oregon. And everybody that works there loves and adores animals. That's why they're there.
Yeah.
All right? Stop making them out to be a complete a-holes.
And they don't just stand there and, you know, check. They're not on their BlackBerry all day. They're doing the dirty work.
They love animals more than they love human beings.
Well, yeah.
They do.
In some cases.
They all do.
Well, because they're doing...
Because I talked to all of them.
They're doing things that you and I would not do.
Well, also, when you buy...
To care for these animals.
My daughter is 3 years old. She still sits in a stroller, and I buzz her around the L.A. Zoo.
Oh, yeah.
And we were there a couple weeks ago, and it was freezing, so I bought a cup of coffee, and I said, hey, darling, could you throw a lid on that? And she goes, no, no lids in L.A. Zoo because of the animals.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that was my daughter's reaction. So I said, okay, let me get this straight. No, you can't put a lid on this coffee, so I'll walk around pushing the stroller, and every time I hit a bump, that hot coffee goes onto my daughter's head. So that's cool, but God forbid the apes or the lions get a hold of a lid.
Yeah, play
Jesus
a little frisbee.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so they care, man.
They care much more about the animals than they do my daughter. All right? So the zoos are fine.
That's
everybody.
Actually a ringing endorsement for the LA Zoo.
It is.
The LA
you
Zoo,
can't have a
we
straw.
Care more about our animals than we do about yours.
You can't have a straw at the LA Zoo.
No.
There's zero straws because the animals again.
Yeah.
And I really wish the LA Zoo would do one thing, just one thing, please, folks, if you're listening. Can you move the popcorn stand away from the flamingo crap? Because when you walk in there, there's about 150 flamingos, and they smell like hell. They are all essing all day long.
Right.
And then there's a guy selling popcorn right there. Mm. So you walk up, hey, the popcorn stand's here. I go, oh, my God. Oh, my God. And you throw up by the time you get there.
Is your order always muffled because your nose is under your shirt?
I don't know. And there's no way to get around it.
I'll take two.
You got to walk by the flamingo ass to get to the rest of the zoo. And, you know, if you have not been to the LA Zoo in a long time, it is the exact same zoo that you went to in second and third grade on a field trip. The same fences,
oh, no.
The same animals, the same people working there, and it's a throwback back to the 60s and 70s, and it's beautiful because it reminds you of being, you know, 10 or 11 years old again.
But I
there's
hope.
Been no updates at the LA Zoo other than where they keep the gorillas.
Huh.
None.
Well, they're trying to change that with the
I understand,
elephant exhibit.
But 90% of it is the same old crap that I saw when I was in second grade.
And you like that.
I love it.
Okay,
yeah, well, absolutely love it.
Go to the LA Zoo.
All right. Yeah, go to the LA Zoo and get yourself a membership.
Yep.
All right, what's going on with the news?
Well, in other LA news, the Daily Breeze reported today that Griffith Park has been designated a historical cultural monument.
Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
Were they going to put up a syringe and a condom, a bronze condom?
Yeah.
Yeah. It is.
How do you know what path I hike on?
No, how often do you hike through Griffith Park?
At least twice a week.
Twice a week.
Yeah.
And seriously, no S.
Okay.
How often do you see condoms?
Condoms or condom wrappers?
Both.
I never see condoms. I've seen one or two condom wrappers.
All right. Well, huh? How many syringes?
None.
None?
I've never seen a syringe.
You ever seen a guy hitting another guy's stick?
Yeah.
How many times have you seen a homeless guy light a fire and the LAFD and the county has to come put it out?
I've seen that.
Yeah, that
I've
happens that. About every other
I
week.
Haven't seen too much gratuitous homoerotica, but I've seen that.
All right. Yeah. Very good. All right, what else is going on?
Well, it's kind of a big deal because this was voted unanimously by the LA City Council. Monument status allows the Cultural Heritage Commission to delay issuing demolition permits for up to a year. The landmark status does not, however, protect the LA Zoo, the Gene Autry Museum, or the Roosevelt Municipal Golf Course. Do you play on that golf course?
No, I don't. No.
Oh, looks very lovely. No. And just in case you're wondering, cited as the largest urban park in the country, the 3,015-acre land was donated by Colonel Griffith J. Griffith. And donated in December of 1896.
Yeah, look at that.
Big deal.
But the monument should be two guys. Can you say oral?
Yeah.
All right. Another guy giving another guy oral while a monkey is throwing eating his own feces.
That's beautiful.
That's what it is. I mean, that's what happens in the zoo. I saw that.
Fantastic.
The monkey was eating his own feces. He would go number two in his hand and then pick it up and eat it. And my daughter saw this and said, "Dad, why can't I do that?" And I said, "Knock yourself out."
Jesus Christ.
You want to go home and try that act?
It only takes
fine
one time.
Fine by me. Yeah. Fine by me. All right, what else is going on there?
Well, finally tonight, CBS 2 reported today that armed with a knife and lurking in the dark, Thomas Lee Rowley waited in ambush to reclaim his former girlfriend's breast implants that he paid for.
Wow.
As his former girlfriend stepped outside the back door of her mother's house recently, 28-year-old Rowley stabbed 26-year-old Shannon Perry 6 times in the head and torso. Rowley's former roommate testified in court that Rowley had been wanting to take back Perry's breast implants that he had paid for a while. In this clip...
I wonder why he's a former. But what you didn't see in this young man.
Yeah. In this clip, Rowley's attorney explained some of the backstory of this, how this heinous crime came to be.
All right. Here's something you shouldn't try, folks. Trying to cut the implants out of your ex-girlfriend's
right out of the
chest.
Girl.
He had received a substantial amount of money when he separated from the Army. And he used that money to purchase Miss Perry some breast enhancements.
And he wanted them back?
Well, he hasn't told me that, but that is what Mr. McGill testified to yesterday.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. Where'd this happen? This sounds like L.A.
This happened in greater L.A. Yeah, Riverside.
Okay.
And right. I love how impartial and non-biased the reporters are supposed to be, but you can hear in his voice, and he wanted them back? He just couldn't contain himself.
All right. Did he get him back? I guess he didn't.
No.
All right. What else going on in the news?
That's
Gina?
What's going on.
All right.
Tom.
The news with Gina Grad, everybody.
The news with Gina Grad.
Now, say what you will about John Popper, the man can really write a song.
Give us 8.5 minutes, and we'll give you, well, that.
All right, folks, when we come back, we're going to talk to a couple of people from Hidden Restaurant, and they're having a big party for the big game. You can probably figure out what that means. And it's going to be in Santa Monica. Isn't that originally the Schwarzenegger's place?
Yeah, Shotzi on Main.
Yeah, I love that place. And he's also going to show us some incredible drinks here for the big game. God almighty, that is annoying that you have to keep referring to it as the big game. And you can't say the two team names, right?
You have to say the cities.
Well, you have to say nicknames for them,
right?
You
can say the candy robbers.
Yeah, if you take a Kit Kat from a 7-Eleven, you're a stealer.
Right.
A thief or a stealer. And if you're...
one up from a bishop, you're a cardinal.
Yeah, so it's the one up from a bishop versus the guy stealing a candy bar from... 7-Eleven.
God damn.
Yeah. So enjoy the big game. And next year we probably won't be able to say the big game.
The large contest.
All right. There's something, I guess, behind marketing something where you can't mention the name. I don't get it, but maybe they're smarter than I am. All right, folks. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk. And we have some guys coming in and some girls coming in from a restaurant called Hidden. And it is in Santa Monica. It used to be Shotzi's. And they're going to have a huge party for the big game. And that big game is on Sunday. I believe the big game starts at 3 p.m. I think we can mention what time it starts, right? They haven't... copyrighted 3 o'clock yet?
I think I got a check.
All right. Let's have them come on in. It is Richard Allison and Doc John, and they have a lot of odd drinks that they make down there. And if you remember Shotzi's from when Schwarzenegger used to own it. It's a pretty cool place. All right, Allison's here. Allison, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Nice to see you. And also, Richard, nice to see you as well.
Good evening. Thanks for having us.
And I'll bring Doc John in here as well. Now, Richard, tell people how you're associated with the restaurant.
Well, I'm one of the owners.
There, yeah, as close as you can. Oh. You almost have to pull it into your mouth.
One of the owners. There are four of us, the Strauss brothers and Steve Lee and myself, and then we have some investors as well.
Yeah? Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yes.
And now, I haven't been there since it's called Hidden. I was there when it was Shotzi's. And it was a great restaurant, you know, beautiful restaurant, but evidently you guys have put a lot more money into it. Is that right?
Well, yes. It's completely different what Shotzi's used to be.
What kind of food is it now?
It's a bistro, great meats, fish, salads.
Excellent.
Pizzas.
Pizza, fabulous pizza we make there.
Perfect. And how big is the place? Same size?
Yes.
Yes.
And how many can you seat?
277.
277. Look at that. Mm-hmm. Allison knows the number.
She knows the numbers.
I try.
And I imagine you know the number because the fire department has told you the number.
Yes, yeah. Several times.
True.
And they don't mean 278 in
no.
that case. Yeah.
But
I know they're very strict
in there
with
sometimes.
That stuff. And for good reason, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You don't want everyone trampled if anything happens. All right, so you're going to have a big party for the big game.
The big game. We're having a big party, yes.
And is it free to get in? Is there a cover charge?
No, there's a cover. Kristen Corbin is putting the production on for us there at Hidden.
Look at that.
And Kenny G.
Kenny
G is going to be there.
Wow.
True. So,
so if you're a big fan of, if you hate football, just go see Kenny G.
Well, as I say, there's a $15 cover. There's going to be a nice gratuitous layout, and then we're going to have the Super Bowl menu, four 65-inch plasma TVs, and a nice environment.
All right, so you're going to move some of the tables out. It's going to be a big, like, party
and
atmosphere.
And we'll be able to, if I may, we'll be able to smoke some cigars and cigarettes because it's a private affair in the upper deck.
Oh, you can?
Yes.
I'll be there then.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, by the way, did smoking? You've owned the restaurant for how many years?
Well, I've been involved for 2 years.
2 years. All right, so you came after the smoking ban.
Its new look is the last 2 years.
Yeah, I can't believe the smoking ban. I understand it for patrons and for people obviously who work there and stuff. But there used to be a room where you could smoke, where you could go and enjoy yourself at a nice meal and also have a cigarette after while you're waiting for the meal. Can't do that anymore.
Think right. Civil liberties. That's what I say. Think civil liberties.
And the worst was, Santa Monica is one of the many beaches that said, you can't smoke. You can't drink on the beach. You can't light a bonfire. Can you still go in the ocean?
Yeah.
Is that legal?
Only if they say so.
On Thursday.
Yeah. Can you lay down on a towel and get a tan still? Or is that illegal too?
Well, I have to say, in defense of Santa Monica on some level, it's a wonderful community. Overregulated as so many things are these days.
Overregulated.
Overregulated.
It couldn't be more regulated.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah. I mean, it really is.
I say we start a movement right now. Allison, are you in?
Done.
Good.
It is a shame that they had a regulation because, Venice Beach doesn't have that kind of regulation. And you'll notice that when you're in Santa Monica and you ride your bike or rollerblade or whatever down to Venice, it turns into a whole new world.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not thrilled with that either. I mean, Venice is like the third world down there on the boardwalk.
But that's what we love about it.
Yeah.
Come on, it's alternative. It's different.
I guess
right on the cusp, literally. Like, the street that divides us is Venice.
Oh, is that right?
And then Santa Monica. So, like, you could walk over to the next side of the street and smoke
wherever
you want.
So you're in Santa Monica, though?
But yes. On the cusp of, literally.
Oh, I see.
Well, but technically, if I may, Allison, part of the building is actually in Venice.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, then you can smoke.
It's next to Chop.
Yeah.
All right. And what's the address down there at Hidden?
If I may.
You may.
3110 Main Street.
Main Street. Okay. Yeah.
Between Navy and Marine.
Yeah. They really fix that area up. It's beautiful down there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Joining us is Dr. John. He's the bartender. Nice to
Hello.
See you, sir.
Nice to see you.
And how long you been with Hidden?
About 14 months.
14 months.
Yep.
And what's your background?
My background, I've been in restaurants, restaurant industry for about 10 years, a little more than 10 years.
Now, you're the bartender, the famous one that everybody comes to see down there, is that
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
The mixologist.
The mixologist. Yeah. And that's pretty cool because, you will, if somebody says, what do you think I should have, you actually sort of break them down and recommend what they should be drinking.
It expedites the process.
Yeah, I like to live with a guy like you. and what are some of the original drinks that you've come up with?
Okay, well, we have two of them that we have prepared here. One is a watermelon cucumber martini.
Jeez, look
with
at that.
Muddled fresh watermelon and Japanese cucumber. We use a Square One organic cucumber vodka as well.
Right.
Zomel liqueur, and then freshen up with Prosecco.
Ah, that's exactly what I have every night.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'd love to taste that. Sure, what the hell? Can I wash it down with a Heineken, or would that offend you?
Absolutely. Absolutely not.
I'd offend Heineken.
All right. Again, what's in this thing? It's watermelon?
Mm-hmm.
Cucumber.
Yep. Japanese cucumber, organic watermelon that you muddle down.
All right, thank you.
Then you add Square One.
Detective, look at that. Very rarely you're handed a drink by a detective.
Boss, here you go.
All right. Here we go.
Tough duty.
Tough gig.
Oh, man.
I'll give it to the real drinker.
Oh, there's some alcohol in there. Wow.
Yeah.
That is unbelievable. That's great. Geez, I'm going to start making these at home. I'm going to feel like an a-hole asking my wife to do this.
This is good.
You know, usually I just have a Heineken, maybe a shot of Grey Goose.
I'm going to make them at home. I'm going to feel like an a-hole asking my wife to do it. That's the best part.
Well, listen, she asked me to do things. I asked her to do things. But I couldn't imagine saying, hey, could you whip up a watermelon cucumber martini for me, darling? Yeah, I'm about to watch the big game. What is the one or the couple of drinks you've created that have really spread out and have
The watermelon cucumber. All drinks on the menu are organic, fresh, and original.
Oh, they are?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's
all made in-house. The second one is the newest addition. It's the Huedo Loco, which is absinthe, which became legalized about 14 months ago.
And what is absinthe?
Absinthe and tequila. Absinthe is a licorice-flavored liqueur. It's a distillate of many different herbs, spices.
And why did they make it illegal?
The wormwood.
Oh, the wormwood.
It apparently makes you hallucinate.
Oh,
that's what Van Gogh was on when he lopped off his ear.
All right. But isn't that the point of drinking?
Yeah,
you want to hallucinate? You know?
Exactly.
All right, so if they go down on, it's going to be Sunday for the big game. What time do you guys open?
Noon.
No, 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock. All right, 1 o'clock. And slide in. Do you need reservations?
No, we're not taking reservations. It's pay to get in.
Right.
$15, which is a meager amount for all of the entertainment. MC Light will be there after the game spinning, and we'll have a little fun as well afterwards. So there'll be a little bit of a gratuitous layout early, and then we have a nice menu geared for the big game.
Right.
And then we'll segue after the game into MC Light. Right. And she's always a great lady to have around.
MC Light is a woman.
Yes.
Indeed.
Quite a woman indeed.
Quite a woman.
MC Light. All right. Now, again, Dr. John, when somebody orders a drink at Hidden and they say, let me have, a rat's nest or whatever, are you ever stumped by what they order?
I'm stumped by the simple ones, like the redheaded
slot. Gin and tonic?
I still don't even know how to make
them.
That. Gin and tonic, yeah. Because you get gin and tonic, get gin and soda, you know. That's that stuff. It's when you get the complex stuff.
Ooh,
you
can, but real quickly, like, what's in a Greyhound?
What's in a Greyhound? That would be grapefruit juice and vodka.
Okay. All right, we're going to do a little thing here called Stump Dr. John.
Uh-oh.
And if you can, you can stump him with your favorite drink. You're going to get yourself a prize here.
Oh,
all right?
Lordy.
Here are the phone numbers.
Have a drink.
And Dr. John is a mixologist. He's gone to school for it, 4 years of mixology school. Do you live on campus?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, and if you can stump him with your favorite drink, you're going to get yourself a prize. Again, Richard is here, also Allison and Dr. John from Hidden. And here are the phone numbers. 520-9710. That's 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. What's in Sex on the Beach?
Sex on the Beach. Peach schnapps. Vodka. Grenadine.
There you go.
Look at that. And a girl named Valerie.
What is the weird drink where you drop a shot glass into a beer?
The Boilermaker?
Uh-huh. Oh, the Boilermaker.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how soon after that are you heading to the men's room?
I would say if you're a real man, you just tough it out.
Yeah,
all right. Now what does what is the one thing that people should know about drinking that will prevent them from hitting the men's room? Is it mixing that's not good?
It's mixing. It's sugar. It's also the quality of the ingredients. You know, if you're drinking a low quality, if the establishment you're in has Gordon's or a cheaper vodka. I don't know if I should be mentioning that.
I didn't mention that.
It's all, you know, it's ingredients. It's a quality. You know, you get what you pay for.
Right.
So.
Now, for instance, like Grey Goose.
Mm-hmm.
Why is the hangover less for Grey Goose than it is for...
Less impurities in the vodka.
Less impurities. It's mm-hmm. filtered
it's
how many
filtered.
Times?
I think it's filtered 5 times.
5 times. So if you don't like hangovers, spend more on your liquor.
Yeah, drink less, you know, in moderation, water, and then don't mix.
Don't mix beer and vodka?
You can, well, yeah, I mean, you don't want to mix like a really sugary drink followed by wine.
Oh,
this
I see.
This is
okay.
not going to be a good
What about,
experience.
And I'm not saying I do this every night, but what about Heineken and Grey Goose? Is that a bad mix?
Heineken and Grey Goose? Absolutely.
That's
a bad mix?
Yeah.
Why is that bad?
Well, Pabst Blue Ribbon, I think, is probably a better beer to go with that. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It would be fun to try. I'll try to make those things work. I don't know.
I don't put them together. About, you have a shot of Grey Goose, then you rush it down with a Heineken.
Okay.
But mixing beer and vodka is okay?
That'd be fine.
All right. That's what I wanted to hear out of you. I was going to keep pushing until I heard that was okay. It's like my doctor. I keep pushing him and trying to tell him. I want a doctor to say to me just once in my life, Tim, you're not smoking enough. And it just doesn't happen, man. All right. Allison's with us. She is the manager. Dr. John is the bartender. Richard is one of the owners. It's called Hidden. And we come back. You stump Dr. John with your drink. And if you can, you're going to get yourself a prize. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Dr. John is with us, the bartender, Allison, the manager, Richard, the owner, one of the owners of Hidden in Santa Monica. So slide on down there and enjoy the big game. 3110 Main Street in Santa Monica. It's a great area. All right, we're going to try to stump Dr. John here when it comes to your drinks, your favorite drink. If you stump him, you get a prize. Let's talk to Brian in Pasadena. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Timmy.
Hey,
how you doing,
dude.
Bud?
All right. What do you got?
You're a stud. I'll tell you what. The Colorado Bulldog.
Colorado Bulldog, Doc. What's in a Colorado Bulldog?
Colorado Bulldog. Let's see. Is that that'd be vodka, Kahlua, Coke, and cream?
He got it.
Hey.
I'm your best friend, buddy. Give me a prize.
Come on down. Have something, one of those.
We put you on hold. If we have anything left at the end of the night, we'll throw you something. And that's amazing. You know that. A Colorado Bulldog. You know? I mean, Jesus Christ. I've never heard of that in my life. Colorado Bulldog. George and Southgate, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
How you doing, Mr. Conway?
All right, dude. What do you got?
Hey, Dr. John. What about a Cuba Libre?
Okay. Well, that would be a Bacardi Coke, and you would garnish it with a lime.
Yeah, you know it. You
know it. Ron in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Look at you, man.
Hey, what do you got?
How about a dirty thong?
A dirty thong.
Hmm.
That sounds disgusting.
It. Yeah.
It's all about the colors. It's all about the colors.
Have you ever had a dirty thong, Ron?
Every night.
Every night.
Take a little.
Hey, what are you dating, an 80-year-old stripper?
Would be the granny panties.
All right, Doc, what's in a dirty thong?
Let's see. The one that I made this morning had tequila and Parmesan cheese, I think.
And you were close. It's gold tequila, so Anejo tequila.
Right.
Lua, and a dab of sweet cream.
Okay. All right. You win, buddy. We're going to give you a prize here. Are you a hockey fan?
Yes, sir.
All right, hold on 1 sec. We'll give you a hockey night out. It's a pair of tickets to see the LA Kings and the Calgary Flames Thursday, February 12th. It includes two orders of nachos and a couple of beers. More tickets at lakings.com.
That's worth a couple $100.
Yeah, no kidding. It's a great price.
Yes. Like
especially
hockey.
Especially if, hey, if you hate hockey, just go in and get the nachos and go home. Get those nachos. All right. Armando in Riverside, you're on 97.1 FM Talk with Dr. John. How are you?
Hey, what's up, man? I got an old fashioned.
An old fashioned?
Yep.
And you said old-fashioned,
an
right?
An old-fashioned or fashion?
No, fashion, like your old-fashioned.
Okay. So you take a sugar cube, and you add bitters, muddle that with maraschino cherry and orange, and bourbon, sweet vermouth, ice, and a little bit of bitters on top.
Is that right?
I think there's some bourbon in there, but sounds pretty...
Sounds like you nailed it, huh? All right, thanks, dude. All right, that's unbelievable, man, that you know all this stuff. Let's talk to a Chuck in Minnesota. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, Dr. John. I love your show, Mr. Conway.
Thank you, sir.
How about a dreamsicle?
A dream... Hey, Chuck, what part of Minnesota are you from?
Hayfield.
I'm from Wilmer.
Awesome. It's freezing cold here.
There's a town called Hayfield?
Yeah.
And Wilmer.
Original is that for
Jenny
the Midwest.
Turkey's from Minnesota, from Wilmer.
Hayfield. Excellent.
You know the cold weather here, Dr. John. You know how it gets cold.
Yeah. Absolutely. All right, a dreamsicle. What's in a dreamsicle?
Well, Chuck's from Minnesota, so it's going to be hard not to tank this one. Is that, gin and water? Oh, looks like you won, buddy.
What is it?
It is Dr. Vanilla, depending on where you go. Orange juice, orange pop, and cream.
Excellent. Cactus. All right, hold cooler. On 1 second. We're going to give you something here. We're going to give you a W on DVD with Josh Brolin. See the story of the 43rd president of the United States? And there you go. Go see W. Out on DVD already? I thought that came out in the theaters a little while ago. Jeez, what a turnaround. All right, Stump Dr. John from Hidden. Let's talk to Frank in Palm Springs. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, good. V.O. Press.
V.O. Press. Well, let's see. That would be Seagram's V.O., rocks, soda, and ginger ale.
And a lemon twist.
And a lemon twist.
All right, thanks, Frank. Nailed it. Look at that. Have you ever sat down and, obviously you can't write them all out, but how many drinks do you know by heart?
I would imagine it'd be well over 200.
200?
I would imagine, yeah.
Jesus. All right, let's talk to Dominic in Fontana. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, what's going on, Timmy?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, actually, I want to know what's in the audio, because I don't know what's in the audio.
All right.
In audio, so will you build it just like you're building a Long Island iced tea, but instead of putting Coke in there, so you'll use all your whites, and then sweet and sour, but instead of using Coke, you use blue curacao.
Oh, perfect, because I love Long Island. That's perfect.
There hey, you go. All right,
MC Light is a legend, though.
She is a legend. True.
Thanks, Dominic. Yeah,
yeah. No problem. All right,
there he goes, man. Jim and Chino, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, Timmy, how are you tonight?
Hey, good, thanks.
Hey, I fixed a drink for my wife a few years ago called Pile Driver.
Yeah.
Got any ideas?
How did she enjoy the Pile Driver?
She spent most of the night in We were at a party.
By the way, how did you convince her to take the Pile Driver?
First question.
Years ago, we were at a party, and she was drinking screwdrivers, and she ran out of orange juice, and I had a thing of prune juice in the refrigerator.
Jesus Christ.
There you go.
All right, so what is in a Pile Driver there, John?
Well, let's see. You might have just given me that one. Vodka, orange juice, and prune juice.
Sans the orange juice.
No OJ, huh?
Just vodka and prune juice?
That's it.
Okay.
All right, you're a winner, dude. Hold on 1 sec. We're going to send you a family 4-pack of Friday tickets to the Cragen O'Reilly Auto Parts NHRA Winter Nationals. It's going on February 5th through the 8th at Auto Club Raceway. Auto Club Raceway in Pomona. So get on out there and check that out. All right, one more call here, then we'll move on. Let's talk to KC on the 91. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hi, Jimmy. Hi, Dr. John.
All right. What's your drink?
It's called a Mongolian Mother.
Mongolian Mother?
Mongolian Mother. I've only found one place in the world that had it.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
All right. What do you think?
Is it rum-based?
It has rum in it.
Okay. So rum, tequila, vodka, peach schnapps, a straw, ice, triple sec.
Is that it?
Jeez. Close. It also has cranberry juice, slow gin, and regular gin.
Wow. Look at you. Oh, you're a winner, buddy.
Well,
What was that called?
I'm coming down there because you're close.
The headache? Mongolian mother. Yeah.
All right, hold on one sec. We'll send you something. We've run out of prize, but Gina will scare something up for you. All right, folks, don't forget the big game is this Sunday. It starts at 3 p.m., so try to get there early so you guarantee a spot at Hidden. It's at 3110 Main Street. And the drinks that Dr. John makes are unbelievable. And if the food's anything like that, the freshness of it is just amazing. So go down, ask for Dr. John. You'll be there.
I'll be there.
And Richard, you're going to be there as well?
Indeed.
And Allison, you're going to be there.
I'm usually there, yeah.
Yes, all right.
We're down to the welcoming committee.
Yeah, get on down there and order your favorite drink. And Dr. John will certainly be able to make it for you. All right, thanks for coming by, gang.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Get your studs there. Look at that, Dr. John. All right, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, and we are live on 97.1 FM Talk.
Complete shows from Adam Carolla, Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, Danny Bonaducci, Tom Likas, and more. Just go to 971FMTalk.com and subscribe with iTunes.